taxidermy kit. Rather than merely learning knowledge from books, Theodore loved doing things which brought him knowledge of the world long before he was a part of it. Theodore Roosevelt Sr. was a great influence on his son. He was already a well-known leader in New York City cultural affairs and helped to found the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Theodore Sr. expected certain behavior from all four of his children and would not tolerate any selfishness, cruelty, idleness, or untruthfulness. When he was about 11 years old, Theodore visited Europe with his family. There he went hiking in the Alps in 1869. Even at a young age, Roosevelt found he could keep up with his father. It was then that he discerned that a healthy lifestyle could be achieved through hard physical exercise. So Roosevelt began a strenuous exercise regimen. Not only did he learn how to box, but he found that his asthma was greatly reduced with physical play. It was during his childhood that Theodore Roosevelt was influenced by great and courageous men, some of whom he knew through his studies, and others, like his father, who were close by. From reading about the adventures of early Americans during the Revolutionary War, and from hearing the stories of his own ancestors, Roosevelt saw how fearless these men were, how they could hold their own in the world, and how it made them each successful in their own ways. He determined that he wanted to be that kind of man. Theodore Roosevelt Sr. had a fourth cousin, James Roosevelt I, who was a businessman like many in the family. James was also the father of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who would go on to be the 32nd President of the United States. Education. Even though Theodore Roosevelt came from a prominent, wealthy family, he was homeschooled by his parents and tutors. T.D. Roosevelt, as Theodore was called by family and friends, how the teddy bear came to symbolize his name is something you'll read in a later chapter, had an uneven education. He loved subjects such as geography, history, and languages, but didn't do so well in mathematics, Latin, or Greek. In 1876, Roosevelt enrolled in Harvard College. 2 years into his studies in 1878, Theodore's father died. He was quite devastated over the loss of his father, and once he was back at school, he threw himself into his studies. During this time, Roosevelt excelled in just about every course he took. Being drawn to the natural world, he studied biology and other sciences. He also did well in philosophy and rhetoric. Theodore graduated from Harvard in 1880, magna cum laude. After graduation, Roosevelt entered Columbia Law School in New York City, but quickly became disenchanted with law. He was also busy at this time writing a book about the War of 1812 and decided to run for public office. Friends he knew encouraged him to this new path. So he dropped out of law school and devoted himself to becoming a member of the governing class. Sagamore Hill. When he was 22 years old, Roosevelt bought 155 acres of land on the north shore of Long Island at Cove Neck, about 2 miles from Oyster Bay. It was here that Roosevelt had spent many childhood summers with his family growing up. This area held numerous special memories for him. In 1884, Theodore hired an architectural firm to design and build a Queen Anne-style home on the property. It took 2 years to complete building the 22-room house, and Roosevelt moved in the following year. The house and the farmland that surrounds it were the primary residence for Theodore and Edith Roosevelt for the rest of their lives. It became known as the Summer White House during the 7 years that Roosevelt was president. In 1962, Sagamore Hill was made a National Historic Site as part of the National Park Service, which Theodore had established during his presidency. As with many other presidential homes, you can visit Sagamore Hill as it is open to the public for tours. Chapter 2: Early Political Career and Marriage. It is hard to fail, but it is worse never to have tried to succeed. Theodore Roosevelt. Theodore Roosevelt was soon on his way to political endeavors. In 1882, he was elected to the New York Assembly for the Republicans. Again in 1883 and 1884, he was an assemblyman. Immediately, he began fighting corruption issues of the day. The late 19th century was a time of great upheaval in not only America, but also the world. New inventions such as the railroad, the discovery of oil and factories fueled by the Industrial Revolution had made multimillionaires out of many ordinary citizens who just happened to be in the right place at the right time. These families would go on to influence American politics for generations. Political